it's a cruel fact, but people who went through drug abuses, teenagers, young people, when they have children, they do two things. They get them involved, and they steal from them. They've got that habit so bad that that kid will go without before I go without. And it just escalates the problem to where there's no reasonable fix-it solution other than mass extermination. I mean, you know, it's, if you got a neighborhood full of rabid cats, you go out and shoot them, and then you don't have to worry about the rabid cats. But, you know, it's, people become a little bit horrified when you talk about putting other people down. Life is life. You're born. You're going to live, hopefully in a good way. Then you're going to die. Nobody lives forever. The time of your death is a lot of it's predetermined by how you grow up and act in your younger years as to how good your older years are going to be. So, you know, it's, in a way, there's a cure, but the cure is the spiritual love of a lot of people. While they may agree with it, can of a pencil, and I say, oh no, no, not me, not me. I mean, they'll be for it until they got to be a part of it, then it's a different story. And it is a problem that's handed down because that child, when he's young, has no idea or any conception of between right and wrong. I mean, he learns by making mistakes. He learns not to touch stoves. He knows he'll burn his fingers. But if he's never given that opportunity to learn, he never will. And after a certain amount of time, it's too late to try to teach him. Because his mindset is already set. His vision is zeroed in on what he wants to do. Or what he thinks he's going to do. So, and a lot of instances it's, sorry to say it, but it's too late to do anything. You just have to try to deal with it the best you can.